Dictation for Davon, Washington, Davon, Washington, Washington. Date of birth is 1/16/79. Date of accident 6/12/2025. Date of service 7/22/2025. The patient was seen on 7/10/2025 as a new patient. He is coming with the various pain syndromes as a result of a alleged accident where he was a pedestrian, was hit by a car that was a hit and run accident. The impact has caused him constant headaches, pain in the neck area across now and upper back area as well as lower back area. Now he is reporting that some pain is shooting in his groin area as well as in the right leg posteriorly. And the pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And patient reports no relief at all. And the pain in the lower back is 10. Neck pain is 10. Knee pain is 10. And he reports of numbness and tingling of the right foot and all the toes, as well as into the fingers. Physical therapy is going on. And at this time, pain level remains 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are also affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Kindly review the records for the ADL and for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance plan. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 111 over 67, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the examination will remain the same from previous visit of 7/10/2025-0904-024. The plan is to review the maps which looks in compliance. Laboratories are reviewed which look in compliance. Patients provided the following medication. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for 7 days, 14 tablets. Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, PRN was added for his anxiety. Peer resets are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. He is also provided with the Imitrex tablet 100 milligram daily for prophylaxis. In addition, patient was provided a night medication Lunesta for sleep, 1 milligram, 30 tablets. Other than that, the patient is stable. His MRIs have been done and they are reviewed. In the MRI for the left knee, the patient was provided and was found to have a sprain involving the posterior lateral bundle of anterior cruciate ligament and sprain of the anterior fibers of medial collateral ligaments. The meniscus are intact, articular cartilage is intact, there is a small amount of fluid in the knee area. Regarding the lumbar spine, the patient has the following finding. L3-4, there is a 2 millimeter disc bulge. At L4, L5, broad base disc herniation affecting L4 at L5 nerve roots with bilateral foramen stenosis and a bilateral facet ligament of hypertrophy, as well as L5-S1 with left symmetric broad base posterior disc herniation indenting left more than the right L5 and S1 nerve roots. Cervical spine MRI was also done and it shows bilateral foramen disc herniation affecting both the C6 nerve root with moderate bilateral foramen stenosis and indentation of thecal sac. There is also facet hypertrophy. At C6-7, there is a broad-based posterior disc herniation compressing both C7 nerve roots. There is a severe bilateral stenosis of the foramen. Indentation of the thecal sac. His findings were discussed with the patient at a great length, and he was advised that he will benefit from 4 to 6 injections of epidural injections lumbar and 1 or 2 in the cervical spine beside the knee injections. Patient agreed, and he would like to move forward with his injection treatments. Will be seen in a week time for further follow-up.